Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
Guys, this is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I hope you guys are doing well tonight. I have a special guest who's coming on with me in a few minutes. Let me go live on IG. I hope you guys are doing well. Hope you guys are doing well. About to come up on here. And while he's about to come on, my special guest, T.A.Z., I'll play a little bit of this song from my Christmas project. This is entitled Away in a Manger. This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you. I'm going to come back to that one in a minute. If you're listening, this is Blog Talk Radio, and I hope you guys are doing well. And I'm also on Facebook Live. I'm on Instagram. And I have my brother, our big brother, who's supposed to be coming on tonight. And just waiting for him to call in. But while I'm waiting for him to call in, I'm going to go ahead and keep on playing some music. Just for a little bit, but this is my music. I have to say it's for Facebook Marketplace. This is my music. It's Christmas time, so I just wanted to call in. I wanted him to call in because we tried this last week, and it just did not go according to plan. So I had him come. All right. Had him come on. Have him come on. But I'm waiting for him to come on. I hope you guys are doing well wherever you guys are tonight. You know, guys, real time tonight has been, today's been just a little struggle. You know, about a year ago, I preached my mother's eulogy on the 17th, and, you know, this is the second year, but last year was so busy preparing for her home going. So I'm really, really feeling it, but you know what? God is still good. I thank him for keeping me, and I just thank you guys for your thoughts and your prayers. I didn't come here to talk about that. What's going on, Tawana? I hope you're doing well. I didn't come on necessarily talk about that tonight, but I was waiting and hoping for him to come through. I'm gonna play a little bit more music, give him a few more minutes, and then I'm just gonna go ahead and keep on trucking and doing what we do. Well, I do sometimes, you know, which is sometimes you have to keep on. But I'm gonna go ahead and play this next song since I've already played. Oh, come on, you people. Go, 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 version. All right? Guys, I hope you guys are doing well tonight. This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook Live, and Instagram. Now, I'm bringing my big brother, T.A.Z., on, but I'm going to bring him on through Blog Talk Radio. So you're not going to see him, but you're going to hear him. What's going on, big bro?
What's up? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What's up, man?
What's going on, big bro? It reminded me when you busted to your other room last week saying, hey, I can't hear you.
And I couldn't hear you again almost. I was going to have to run to D.C.
I want you to run. You're not running D.C. You're going to be catching a plane to D.C. by the time you get there, we'll be into tomorrow or Saturday.
I'm going to make it in world record speed because I'm like, man, here we go again.
I know, right? I know. Listen, I said, let me unmute my line on Blog Talk so I can hear this music. So sorry about that.
Yeah, because I couldn't hear nothing, but I hear you now.
Yeah. I took you off. I had to turn my speaker off, took it off of mute. But what's going on, big bro? How are you doing?
Man, I'm doing good. Busy writing. That's about it. I'm doing good.
Now, for those of you who don't know, I mean, those of you who follow me, you know who T.A.Z. is. But T.A.Z., big bro, can you tell them a little bit about yourself?
I do music first. I also do a radio show. I was doing a radio show on my website. That's when I met G. Wright. I had ATAZP Live, but I'm on Blog Talk after G. Wright hit me to Blog Talk. I've been doing music before that. I made beats, wrote lyrics. I've done it for other artists, underground artists around the country. Also, I write comic books and novels, and I got a novel getting ready to come out hopefully at the beginning of the new year.
Oh man, let me tell you this. I am so, I like the fact that you do so much. I told a little bit of your accolades. And I put comma et cetera, you know, because there's so many different hats you already wear. I'm not gonna try to name all of them. All right.
Did you put cook on there?
No,
did
I
you
didn't
put chef on there?
No.
That's good.
And a couple more. And see, I don't have those special effects that you have. You probably can play it on your end with the hand clapping if you got that together. You probably can do that.
Yeah, I'll do it after the next song. I'll be on my machine and I can do that.
You know what? Let me look through Blog Talk, because I know I have some of your Christmas music that you've done on Blog Talk. So I play some music, but yeah, man, I gotta say, listen, man, you know, it's always a joy to hang out with none other than TZ. You know, at one point I had, I'm looking through here, Christmas. Do you have one of your Christmas songs that you can play?
I can't play it on through your thing because I don't have it set up. And plus, I only got like a couple, and you were on that one on holiday season, remember?
Well, thank you. That's what I'm looking for. Holiday season. That's exactly what I'm looking for, because I had to read.
Oh, you didn't know that you forgot the name then, huh?
Yeah, I was looking for it. And you know what? I'm going to look through my other parts while we're talking. But, you know, what are some of the things that you like about Christmas time? What are some of the things, any good memories, any memories that stick to you that you remember?
Yeah. I like getting together and, you know, being at home and being with family. I guess that's for everybody. But when I was in the Army, this girl invited me to her house, and it was her parents' house. And she said her sister was going to be there with her boyfriend, and then two other couples was coming. And when I got there, I'm telling you, this was the menu. They had fried chicken ribs, rotisserie chicken. They had ham. They had some lamb. They had all these different sides, potatoes, sweet potatoes, corn on the cob. They had fish. They had fried fish. They had baked fish. I mean, they had homemade bread and rolls. And then they had about four or five pies, six or seven cakes. I'm talking about they had the works, right?
Yeah.
So the father told me, come on, Tim. I said, where are we going? We went to the other side. There was like another living room, and the same amount of food that was on the one side was on that side.
Oh my goodness.
And I said, what's going on? He said, my wife cooked one side and I cooked the other side. We trying to see who threw down the best. And I told them, I said, you ain't got to worry, because I'm going to be a judge in this contest. I'm fixing the judge.
Listen, I'm going to tell you this. That right there is, that's the story. I can't imagine. Now, let me ask you a question. Who won?
There was a tie, bro. I took so many doggy bags back. home to eat. And it was the bomb. I had the best time.
Oh, man. You know what? I got to tell you this. You know, it's amazing how you can have those memories and you can just go back and just remember that time. Like, oh man, that was the time. That was a lot of food.
Yeah.
That was a lot of everything going on. That was a lot of everything.
Yeah, that was one of the best.
Man, I think one of my best that I remember, I think I was like seven, and I knew, I said, Mom, I want Santa Claus. This is where I found about Santa Claus, not being real. And oops, did I just say that? Well, hopefully, I'm on Facebook Live too, but hopefully no kids are listening to that. But anyway, they should be asleep anyway, right? It's 9:21. Come on. You know, but I'll say this. I was waiting for this bike, and I woke up on an hour every hour after I got home from church. You know, we had to go to Christmas Eve night, you know, service, Christmas Eve service.
Yeah.
It was snowing, and it was about midnight, 12:30 in the morning. Went to sleep, woke up about 3, woke up about 4, woke up about 5. When I woke up about 7, I'm seeing that bike that I could not wait to get. that bike that I could not wait to get, and I got that bike. And that was magical for me, because I was like, I checked all the rooms, you know, the bedrooms. I was like, where is this bike? I know I asked for this bike. Where's this bike? Well, maybe I didn't know. But I was just waiting, and I just remember that. That was a very good Christmas for me. I remember that. So I'm glad we have those memories, right?
Right,
Now I'm looking for holiday season, because I know I have holiday season. I'm on a new computer, and Blog Talk, I had to put everything into it again. So now I'm looking for holiday season, because I do want to play that song, and I have it. So I'm going to play something else. And I'm going to look forward to playing Holiday Season before we get off of this show tonight, you know, before we get off the show tonight. So this next song I'm going to play, I like the song. This is Jesus, the Light of the World, and I'll be right back. And I got my big brother, T-A-Z, on Blog Talk.
Yeah,
just...
yeah.
Of the world we walk in, yes, we will.
Whenever I get on live with you and I play a song, I end up playing the track. And I was like, I was not prepared to sing that. And I was like, here we go with that track.
So you had to sing it live. I was not looking on Facebook Live, bro. You sung that live?
Yeah, did you hear it?
Yeah, I heard it.
And I was live.
Wow.
That was live. You know, and I was like, oh, man. Oh, man.
Yeah, here you go again.
Here I go again. Another story. Because I got to laugh. Even if that was corny, or I still had to laugh at myself. So tell me.
You're killing me, man.
I know, right? So listen to this. Can you play your music through Blog Talk Radio?
No, sir.
Yeah, you can.
No, I can't.
Are you in your office?
I'm glad you said, no, I can't. I cannot play it. I'm on the phone, brother.
Want to play?
Think about it.
You're on the phone. You can't play it? You can't play it in your background?
I can't do that. Let's do this. Let's say it again. I'm on the phone. I can't play no music.
You can. I'm gonna show you how later on.
Yeah, you can. I can't. My speakers are not hooked up.
Oh, you can't.
There you go.
No speakers. All right. Now, I'm going to look for this holiday season. I cannot believe I can't find this. And let me see. And listen, I have my phone on IG or Instagram. And if it is, it's right in that phone. But let's keep on. Now, you know what? I can still play Giving God the Glory, right?
I guess so. If you got the words on there, or you got to get ready to sing.
No. This is God. No, this is you. This is you and Ron L.
Okay.
Now, listen to this. Now, this is TAZ's music. I have to say this on Blog Talk. So this music belongs to TAZ, and he's actually on here. TAZ, you got to say this music belongs to you.
Okay. It belongs to me. The music belongs to me.
And I am TAZ.
Oh, I am TAZ.
Boy.
You know, I'm so happy for seeing And the heart will follow. Say you're somebody cause your brain ain't hollow. Knowing what is ever right or wrong. Keep the prayers going up, it will keep you strong. I know you're hit with temptation in your life. Fighting the devil through pain and strife. Say sometimes in the mind it can get weak. But the faith in the word is what you seek. David has strength to take on a tall man. Pray on your knees and do the best you can to win the war. Take a step at a time. These evil things hanging in the vine. Don't be blinded. It's the kiss of death. If you fall for that, then there's nothing left. Open your soul and let the love fall out. Giving God the glory, what it's all about. Whoa.
Don't you know we're so happy for seeing another day. We're giving God the glory.
All right. Now listen to this. Yeah, I like that song. That was
I forgot T-A. About that song.
You forgot about that song?
I forgot. Yes, I did.
Now I did find Holiday Season on my computer. I had to go look through the computer for Holiday Season. You hear me? Got to make sure I...
You heard that?
Yeah, I heard that. Now do you want to give a backdrop to this?
Say what now?
You want to give a backdrop to the song Holiday Season?
I was just talking about different things that happened when I was in Fort Hood and how we used to celebrate down in Fort Hood. And I had
yeah.
G. Wright just sing the hook, the Holiday Season. And you did a great job.
Thank you, big bro. Thank you, man. So, the guys, this is holiday season.
Holiday season. Hey. Another holiday. Holiday season. I remember a long time ago, used to party and hang out, yo. Monday through to Friday, every night it was my day. This particular holiday, the sun shows out for no reason. Tuesday night at the 20 grand, walked on in and man oh man. They had a table full of grub, dancing on the dance floor and the rug. Merry Christmas was on the cake, we stood in line to get a plate. New York was Wednesday night. Stepped on in, and what a sight. Don't have to pay. Holiday season, they had food out for no reason. on the dance floor with a sexy pain. I did the push with a chicken lane. We got an out party over here. We in this party, have no fear. That wasn't it. The end of the night. Went up the street 440 life. The same thing, it was going on. Rock that party to the break of dawn. The next night, it was the feast. In the doors, party for free. All folks in the holiday season. Fire strong on for no reason. They did the rock. They did the dollar. He did the steak. Up in that song. It was dark and smoky. The way we like to party. Doing it for the holiday season. Party on back without no reason. I remember a long time ago, we used to party and hang out, yo, Monday through to Friday. Every night it was Monday. Went to Waco, out of limits. Girls were shy, acting timid. The DJ said confetti cannons full of money. When I found them, they parked on the dance floor for the money to come out more. That was the noise. Men and women, girls and boys, grabbing money out the air. You gotta be quick to get your share. Me and this dude, we had to split the dollar on the floor that we ripped. Money in the air, cut like a knife. Party, party, back to life. They were doing it for no reason. Having fun holiday season. He could go back to back. Music live, the party's back. Close your focus, appreciation. All this money, the aggravation. Give back if it's only once a year. Toast to good, we'll be blessed, good cheer. Come on, not only for a reason. Show love, the holiday season. Every club has something to eat. Going down on the fence. Something food for the black. Patronage that they had. Break the dough. Now these clubs now, they charge you in the parking lot. You done spent top dollar in the parking lot. Ain't even got a drink yet. It's shameful. This was back in the day when everybody didn't have money. You know what I'm saying? And the clubs would treat you with respect. Do your name. Walk in the door. Not none of these crazy, outlandish West Coast. Everybody gotta be dressed in white to touch my party. Everybody gotta be dressed in black to come to my party. Come on. Same. Ridiculous. People go out to have fun, feel me? Like I said, back then clubs showed their appreciation for the patronage that you showed them during the whole year. Some of these clubs need to get their thing together, baby. I'm gonna tell you right now. We gonna boycott that. Put up a club that's on board somewhere. Charge a dollar. Bring your own strength.
Hey guys, I hope you guys enjoyed that. That was holiday season, and that was myself. That was on TAZ's track, probably done actually about what, 16, 17 years ago?
I say about 10 at least, man. 10 to 12. Yeah. It wasn't 16. It was like 2000, I would say 2011, 2010, that's what?
Oh, no.
12 years, then.
I guess so. Now, I think it was done before then.
Nah, yeah, I know what, I know what house I was living in.
Oh, you know what house we live in?
I know what house I was living in.
You see, you see, he has his gadgets up running now. Glad you got your gadgets up. Listen, I'm just glad you're coming through and hanging out tonight. You know, so what do you want to talk about? What's in your heart? What do you want to talk about this Christmas season tonight? What do you want to talk about, T?
Well, wait a minute. Let me get in my bike story. Let me get in because you talked about your bike. Now,
yeah.
When it was time for me to get a bike, I wanted a bike real bad, but
right.
You know, we lived on a hill, and I lived in Ohio, and we had
right.
just as much snow as y'all had. We had a lot of snow that day. So
right.
even if I did have a brand-new bike, I wasn't going to get to ride it too much, step around down in the basement. That's about it. But I didn't know if I had a bike. So, you know, came out. There was no bike under the tree nowhere, you know. So I just thought I didn't have one. And it wasn't right. no big thing pressing. Like, it wasn't like you. I wasn't looking through the house with no bike.
Right.
I was. And so my mom said, Tim, go down the steps in the basement to get these eggs because I'm going to make pancakes, right? And pancakes was my favorite. And y'all know,
right.
as y'all have heard about me so far, just listen to this show, you know that food is number one. Okay.
And he loves to eat.
Have that in mind.
All right, go ahead.
So I walked down. I opened the door to go down the steps. I said,
right.
my bike. And my mom and dad was happy. I was all excited. I said, my bike. It was sitting down at the bottom of the steps. But, G. Wright, I was so concerned afterwards. I thought about it. I said, you still want these eggs, though. Ain't we going to eat?
Did you want those eggs? Did you want those eggs?
I wanted some pancakes. She talking about she gonna make them. I was worried about them more than the bike.
I know, right? And I don't know if you get it. Did you get it?
Yeah. We got it. But it was like I thought about it. I was like, hey, she didn't really want no eggs. She just wanted me to open the door to go downstairs to see the bike.
Right.
But I was like, hey, you still want these eggs, though, right? I do have my mind set on these pancakes too now.
I know, right? You're happy,
yeah.
appreciative.
Yeah, I ain't gonna be riding no bike today, but I'm gonna be eating some pancakes today.
Man, it's those minutes right there that get you through, you know, especially during the season, you know. So I love that pancake story. You know, that's you know, parents, they love to do that, don't they? They love to just sneak up on you with the gift. They love that. They love it.
Right. Yeah. That gives them a thrill, too.
Yeah.
I've been searching on my, since my mom and dad is gone, I've been
yeah.
searching on my cassette tapes because I still got cassettes. And they sent me a cassette tape that I got. I just got to run into it. That they did a prayer and worship during Christmas and saying they miss me. And it's on tape somewhere, so I'm looking for it.
Oh, man, when you find it, man, I want to hear that.
Yeah, my sister is going to fall out because she was on it, too, because, you know, I was gone. So she was younger, but she's on it, too.
Oh, man, I cannot wait to hear that, man. I cannot wait to hear that.
Yeah, it was a Christmas pig they sent me when I was going in the Army.
Man, you know, talking about memories. And I love your stories. I love your stories. That might be a little bit too much for this as far as one of his stories with he and Ron, I think Ronell, when you guys were in military. Talk about memories. This next time I'm gonna play for everyone. I played this last week, but I'm gonna play it again. It's Christmas season. Well, this next song that I'm going to play is a song that I did, and I wrote this thinking about my grandmother and what Christmas was like on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So I want you guys to check. I want you to check this out. This is titled Love. Oh, no.
thinking that high at this moment. I remember that your love was spread all this birthday. All the touch of great mercy, opening up the system then to see. Oh, my heart, grandma, that love came alive. Ooh, 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 ooh. Oh, yeah. All the time, the love was come and gone. The love was that I could live on. Because I said this time, we never could. We celebrate love today. I remember the good and the bad. More importantly, the love we've always had. It's Christmas, and joy, and God is enough. Ooh.
Like that. Lesson is, I don't know why it always happens. And I said it again, T. AZ. I said,
man, I didn't look, or I'm not looking at you because I can hear it through my deal. So you had to sing it again?
I had to sing it again. I was like, oh no. I said, I cannot believe this. Whatever I said, I think I said, I can't believe this. I was like,
well,
I said, because the guy who actually did the mastering for this project, I got different ears, and I just should have gotten the guy who did the engineer. I should have gotten him to do it, to master my performance tracks, because
uh-huh.
The guy does mine, he does it differently, and I got this other guy to do it. And when he did it like that, And I could tell the difference, and I was like, I know this is not that mastered one. This is not the actual track. Not track, this is the actual song, but it's a track. So I was like, oh, no, I can't believe I got to sing this thing again. No.
Well, you know what? Next time, be prepared and have all your songs out.
Well, you know what?
That might work.
Well, you know what? I thought I was looking in the right spot, you know. So I just gotta pay more attention. I need to put my glasses on. That's what I need to do.
You need to rename the tracks and say instrumentals at the end.
I better, right?
Yeah, that might help out a little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah, I know. You know what? No, it's right there in front of my face. I need to put my glasses on. You know, so I need, yeah, so, but you know what? It happens for a reason. I guess I was supposed to sing it live. be prepared,
again.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah, again.
Exactly. Again. So I'm not playing any more of my stuff right now. I might end up having to sing it live. I wasn't trying to sing it live tonight. I wasn't trying. But especially I've been talking all day. But what's next for you? I know we have a few more minutes, about 7 more minutes. What's next for you?
Hurrying up and editing this last book. Matter of fact, I got to talk to the lady at 10:30 tomorrow. I got to grill some food tomorrow for Saturday when my friend comes through. And I got a busy day ahead of me tomorrow. But the thing is, I got to edit this book, and that's what I'm waiting on. It's 530 pages, basically a black soap opera, a lot of characters, but it's crazy, and it's really good.
Man, listen, man, I know it's crazy, and I know it's good, too. I already know that. Now, and let me ask this question. You know, so some people, they're really liking your, they're liking your music. They're liking what I've been playing this hour. A couple of them said they're glad they came through and listened to that. I know people right now are probably getting ready for Christmas.
You
just think. I know a lot of people haven't come through tonight, you know, definitely with the season and everything that's going on and probably shopping and all that stuff. But I appreciate those who came on. And I appreciate you coming on, big bro.
Yeah, because I was almost laid out for the count.
I know, right?
I done got old. I done got old now. I was laid out. And then you said, you put the number on the thing. I was like, oh, man, I got to go on the show. I forgot.
I know, right? I said, let me go ahead and do this. Listen, I'm glad you came through, big bro. I'm glad you came through tonight. And next time I'll put you on so you can play a lot more of your things. But I'm glad I found holiday season. Thank you for sending it to me again, because I know I have it. And I just have to go through my blog talk and make sure I add more things. I haven't been doing my music DJing in a while. But I just wanted to say I appreciate you, and I appreciate everything you've done, and for being a great friend, brother. Listen, you are down there, over there doing your thing. You're over there doing your thing. And, you know, I love that chili. You know, I love that chili last week. I just got to say that. But I appreciate you. And listen to this. And I'll make sure that I'm better prepared. And make sure when I have you on, I'm sure I have all my songs in a row, because I end up singing live for some reason. I don't know why. That's the second time it's happened.
Yeah. Don't worry. I'm going to tease you next time. Hey, you going to sing live again?
Nope. Hey, listen, big bro, because I wish you a Merry Christmas. And, you know, I'll be talking with you before then. But I just want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, we got to get on that. We got to get on that reading tip for the comic book, remember?
Yeah, most definitely. I have to do that. Soon. I'm not going to make a thing, because I got to make sure I keep it. I have to make sure I'm not working, right? You know, but, I'm definitely going to do it. Kyle, listen, I love it. And I know you guys are going to love his music. I mean, his stories. I know you're loving his music already. And I got to get back on that story again. But where can people reach you? Those who haven't, if this is their first time or they might have forgotten, where can they find you, TAZ?
I'm on Facebook under TAZ Taz Tim Jeter, like the baseball player, J E T E R. I'm always on Facebook. I network from there. I'm on Twitter too, but I don't go on there that much, so it's best to hit me on Facebook. And my email is Tastic1, T-A-Z-T-I-K, the number one, at yahoo.com.
Hey, listen, I appreciate you, big bro. Listen, you go and enjoy your evening. Get that rest.
Yeah. And thank you again, G-Bright.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And listen, have a good one, and you guys have a good night.